Can we move on?
Yeah, I'm finished now.
So, who's that guy, Kerry? Who's that? What's that?
Who's Mr. Fingers?
Yeah.
No one.
You just said something off the air.
Yeah.
And who's that? And you made a little gesture with your thumb.
Your finger friend.
Who's that?
No, it's just...
You're talking about a friend of yours?
Yeah.
Right.
I was texting the other day and Don was saying, who are you texting, said his friend, and they're just flying back from America today.
Allard?
No.
Who?
Someone else.
And this person is a friend of yours?
Yeah.
Have we met them?
No.
Right.
It's like Guess Who.
Mm.
And you've been texting this friend?
Yeah, because they were obviously awake in New York.
Right.
When I was in the morning. So right. We were therefore able to have text conversations.
Is this a man friend?
He is a man, yeah.
Right, okay. And why is he in New York?
He was working out there.
Right, okay. Who does he work for?
He works for the BBC.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm.
Going through the building, ticking them off one by one. She's onto the second floor now.
Wait till she gets to online.
Yeah, she'll probably stop.
Look out, hoop dog.
Do you know what? I'm on enough. I'm tired. Bye-bye.
My thumb's about to fall off.
Is there anything we need to know about this friend?
No.
Is there any kind of romance?
No.
On the horizon?
No. No!
And when he texts you, quite literally from New York, are these messages of love and romance? Or is he merely just trying to get into your knickers?
No, nothing like that.
Because we're very protective over you, Kerry.
I know.
And we feel the need to vet any potential psychopath or alcoholic that you fancy and like to start a relationship with. Does this person work in this building?
No.
He works at Television Centre.
Yeah.
Right.
Jeremy Paxman.
Can we move on now?
We just want to make sure that Mr. Fingerfriend is above board.
Mm. He's a really nice guy.
Is he married?
No.
There's a slight pause there.
Yeah, please, can we move on?
What's he got? Beautiful eyes?
Lovely hair?
Big feet?
Strong thighs?
A cracking scent?
All of the above.
So are you dating?
No!
Are you flirting?
No!
Why the hell is he texting you then?
Because it was just because he's a friend and he's awake over there and I'm awake here.
I'm awake every morning. Mm. You've never texted me.
No. Okay. Move on.
When he calls you, does your heart leap for joy?
Does it go a pit-a-pat, a pat-a-pit?
Do you get the funny butterflies in your tummy when you hear the sound of his soft, sultry voice?
Yeah, I do. No, I don't. He's just a mate. Right.
Have you ever seen him naked?
No.
Have you thought about him naked?
Mm. No. Right, that's it now.
You
move on.
You haven't, you?
No.
Okay. Well, I've got news for you. We have. And we can confirm he's hot stuff.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent.
Find out more about Carrie's bizarre love life in the next half hour of the show.
I don't have a love life.
Well, yeah, because he's on a plane coming back from New York.
No.
Not yet.
He's currently in the toilet with Allard.
Watch out, the love's landed.
I mean washing their hands.
Yeah.
I didn't mean anything else.
Hygiene first.
Right there and feel some contact again.
Thank you, Kerry. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. When he gets back from New York. Just the two of us. Woo! We've had so many text messages saying, is it the man from Newsround?
No.
Lizzo.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, is it, many people saying, is it him?
Or,
is he a tennis commentator?
No.
All right. So there you go. Well, fair enough. Here's the sport. No, here's the weather.
And the weather. It's going to be warm and sticky, ironically, for the southeast of England. But there could be a few showers, who knows, elsewhere.
Well, let's hope. Beep, beep. New and
improved. One road travel with the fabulous Dominic. Oh, all the great names on One Road Travel. Today is no exception. It's Dan Biddle. Take it away, Dan.
Do it now, do I?
Yep, do it now, Dan.
Hello, I'm Dan Biddle.
Dan lives on Greenlands Avenue, that's in Redditch. 10 minutes ago, the postman dropped his sack.
Woo-hoo!
Dan's a plumber.
Goodbye from me.
That'll do, bye-bye. Beep, beep, new and improved. One road travel
with the fabulous Dominic Byrne. Ah, you're not helping, Dominic.
7:40.
Good morning,
in the start rocking fresh flavour sounds of your big BBC Radio 1.
People are fascinated by this story, Carrie. They want to know who it is.
There's really nothing to it.
Is it Garth Crooks?
It's clearly a friend who works.
Is it Garth Crooks?
No.
Right, okay. Have we heard of them?
No.
Right. Why are you looking at me as if to go, shut up? Listen, if I need to know that this man is, you know, stable in the mind. I want to, look, I think it's only fair. We've worked with you for a couple of years now. We love you. You know, you're kind of like family, but not actually family, just in case at the Christmas do.
Carrie, we don't have secrets on this show.
No.
There's no secrets.
And I just want to make sure, look, if this is the guy who's going to ruin your life in 6 months' time and have you crying every morning, I want to make sure he's a nice guy.
He won't be doing that, don't
worry. Okay. And he was in New York doing what?
Working.
Working doing what?
What's his line of work? Is he in building?
Is he a superhero?
No!
Was he fighting crime?
Yeah, he's actually Superman.
Is he in show business?
Of course he is. Superman, man.
You don't get more show business.
He is
show business.
He's got movies made after him and everything. How tall is he?
Yeah. How tall is he? Yeah. I think he said, is that all?
Yeah. Of course it's not all.
I don't know. 6 foot.
Okay.
Too tall for you, then.
When you snogged him, do you have to stand on a box?
I don't know. I've not snogged him.
Right, okay. Been there for dinner?
No.
Really?
No.
See, he's not very romantic, is he? He hasn't kissed you, he hasn't taken you for dinner. I don't know what you see in him.
All he does is bombard you with text messages.
Yeah.
No, that's because he's a friend.
He's a text pest.
No, he's that's a what friend.
Well, good luck with it all. And you're very happy with your friend.
You really want to see those fingers?
Just remember Carrie's old adage, a friend today is a pig tomorrow. Oh, we're just joking with you.
I know.
We're not laughing at you. We're laughing near to you.
Okay.
What's this music?
Just an old classic song. I'm going mental with the Anchorman soundtrack.
It's nice.
I like that.
Do you like that?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. If you like that, you'll love this. Is it Keith Chegwin?
No.
Gary Lineker?
No.
Cheggers would be good, though, for the good of the show.
Love is like candy on a shelf.
And that'll do. 7:44. We could dedicate this one to your friend, couldn't we? He's coming back from New York.
We could.
Yeah.
But we won't.
Leave it a few months.